Unlike humans, who have successfully spread all over the planet, the mountain gorilla is only found in the Virunga Mountains. This great ape is critically endangered. The current Virunga National Park was founded in 1925 with the support of King Albert I to protect the rare mountain gorillas and the region's exceptional diversity. Without this protection, it is highly likely that the mountain gorilla would now be extinct. Listen to biologist Tina Huys tell the story of the Virunga National Park.
Because the park administrators opted for integral nature protection, thousands of inhabitants had to move, even though they were largely dependent on the park for their food and income. Today, 4 million people live in and around the park. It is important for park administrators to provide these people with alternative sources of income. Only then will a sustainable future for both the park and the surrounding communities be possible. Here is a testimony of one person who lives near the park. When they say that Virunga National Park is a World Heritage Site, I don't feel like I'm part of it. I don't know what's in it for us, the people who live here. The park is here, but we are forbidden to gather wood. We can't do anything. A great many public, private, local, national and international parties are involved in preservation in Virunga. As you can tell from the testimony you just heard, their interests are often difficult to reconcile. Even so, the national park tries to meet everyone's wishes.